Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
This is I Am Spoon, and you are tuning into The Shaft.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 135, recorded on May 31st, 2013.
I'm Britt Kovalin.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we got a doozy of a show.
And a doozy of a guest.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. His name is I Am Spoon.
And I'm a doozy.
Yes.
Doozy of a guest.
He's a doozy.
He is our guest. He is our guest.
And this is the first time we've really talked for almost a year, isn't it?
Yeah, we saw you at
we
PAX.
We saw him at PAX.
Oh.
And yeah, I was kind of at PAX there. I mean,
and then I didn't get to go.
The last Play on Con.
And last Play on Con was good.
Yeah, it was a very good time.
Good stuff.
Always excellent. And we just now got around to getting you on the show. And you're going to PAX this time too, right? Play on Con? Is that right?
I feel like, I'm not sure if I should consider this foreshadowing or forcing.
Yes. It's called peer pressure.
Beer pressure, you call it, right?
Yes. No, this is peer pressure. Previously, we were experiencing beer pressure.
Oh, my bad. I can't tell the difference with you guys.
And you've been doing a lot of streaming lately. I really don't know very many people that have the audience you do when you stream. How do you do it? What's the magic? Tell us.
Well, at first it was random streaming, and I kind of have had the same ethic from starting my streams 2 years ago until now, and kind of building that audience around the same ethic and the same person, I think, has done it in for me. But as of lately, I've switched from just doing it random times to a actual schedule, which is Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, 6 to 12, which allows me to fit right nicely into the Shaft podcast today.
Nice!
And changing your schedule like that, going to a scheduled format, did you notice a difference in your audience?
Not really, I guess, a difference in my audience, more than a difference in how I handle my streams. I feel like it's more professionally done. The audience is not where it could be, but I'm doing a lot more than just Minecraft lately. And as I said, I'm handling my streams more of a official type streamer, so I feel a lot more professionally done than I did before, so it's a good feeling, I guess.
Yeah, at PAX, you got one of them Twitch hoodies, didn't you?
I did. There's actually an interesting story behind that. I didn't get it directly. I was complaining. It was like, someone get me a Twitch hoodie, and I don't have it with me. I'm going to go grab that.
Excellent.
I'll keep telling the story. So, so Eat My Addiction actually got a Twitch hoodie, but these things fit really small. And so he gave me his, and I was like, oh, let's Eat My Addiction. He's kind of a big guy, so it's not going to fit at all. But it turns out it fits perfectly. It fits magically. Even at a double extra large, I don't know why it fits me, which I normally wear medium or a large. Mm-hmm. But a double extra large fits me magically. And after I washed it, it fits me even more magically. So I don't know how I lucked out on that one. But we all have Eat My Addiction. Nick, thank you for that one.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Thanks, Twitch, for giving him, or for making your hoodies extremely small.
So you mentioned you're doing some other games lately. What's your favorite game right now?
Favorite game right now?
That's always a hard question.
My favorite game of all time is Red Dead Redemption. I love it. My favorite game, if you're saying like right now, the one that's fresh in my mind, is Dear Esther. I got that on the Humble Indie Bundle number 8, and I played it through the first time, and I was like, it's beautiful. And I played it through the second time on my stream. And they were like, it's beautiful. And then I played it through and recorded it for the third time to put on my YouTube channel. I was like, it's beautiful, but I didn't record it correctly. So I had to go through and do it a fourth time. And I was like, okay, it's beautiful, but it's getting old. And then I uploaded it today on YouTube. And it's an amazing game.
It is.
It's more of a story, kind of like a story type playthrough more than a game itself, and it's amazing. And I encourage everyone to check it out.
I bet by that fourth playthrough, you were really lamenting how fast your footsteps went.
Yeah. Mm. What the problem was is that, excuse me, not a problem, but I guess the problem is it's a straight up story. It's the same thing every time, kind of. But they do have up to four different random variations of things that can happen. And each time I played through, I noticed things that were different that I didn't notice before. I'm not going to give away any of the game, but there's different in-game actions or in-game interactions that are either different or you notice differently every time. So there is that random kind of eerie element to it.
Yeah.
And it is an eerie, creepy, spooky type game, but it only lasts that way for about 20 minutes, and then it gets just gorgeous and starts really playing through into the story, into the narrations. I don't think there's another game like it. I want to compare it to Journey. And you guys probably remember Journey.
Steve Perry.
Right. Steve Perry. Don't stop believing.
That game had a similar emotional feeling to it as well. Yeah. But it's not anywhere close to the same, but it has the same outlook on that type of gameplay.
Yeah. Journey was an amazing
game. It's like a story that's supposed to be interpreted by the gamer.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Smite?
Yeah.
I like it.
We gotta play some.
As far as MOBAs go, I'm not really a big fan of MOBAs, but I like it better than League of Legends. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
That's what we're hearing. That's what Eric basically came to find out.
I guess I would like League of Legends better if it wasn't so obsessed over and it's not that great. I mean, it's good enough, right? Mm-hmm. And I can understand that people like playing it, but people are like obsessed with it. I'm like, it's not that great.
Yeah. Well, they're bigger than World of Warcraft. Even.
I do think League of Legends is one of the most pure PvP experiences out there. I mean,
it is,
and it's. I think that it's done with a fine tooth comb. Like it's a very distilled, clean experience. I know that I'm really enjoying Smite, and I think it's an excellent MOBA. But there's some stuff that I'm kind of frustrated by in it.
I guess it's not as much as the fact that I'm like it's playability overall, it isn't a bad game. It's a great game. But it's just that as far as playing it that much and being that into it, coming from a casual loser like myself, I'm not really competitive that much. I like just playing games for fun, and I can't play it if there's not too much replay value to it. And I don't enjoy that much competition. And when I go in there, I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. Everybody's like, get off here, loser. You're terrible. Yeah. Reported. And I'm just like, I'm just gonna go over here back to my Minecraft world and kill creepers.
That's true. Like they have a horrible community, but they really do like it's not a game you just go play and have fun. Like Jacob was like, I want to play Law. I was like, no, you're not playing.
No, you can't do that. You can't go in with that outlook. And that's how it was. And sometimes I was like, my friends, like if we play versus bots and versus each other, I'm like, I want to go play Law. They're like, yeah, but if I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm gonna go play LOL online, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're a wise man.
Well, speaking of wise men and women, we have a bunch of sponsors this week for the show.
I'm so glad you were going to say thank you to me. But speaking of wise men with women, I'm like, don't even. I'm not saying anything about that.
And if you want to sponsor the show too, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. But this week we have a sponsor from Ray who says,
listen to every episode of The Shaft and love every one of them. Great show. Aww. Keep it up, guys.
And then we have four server sponsors here. The first one is from Ray again. You can go to youtube.com/raycraft. That's R-A-Y-E craft. What's up, guys? I do daily Minecraft, Pixelmon, Let's Plays, Survival on a Sky Island, and more. So check it out at youtube.com/raycraft.
Thanks, Ray.
Next, we have The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net. It is a 2,500 square kilometer RPG world, survival RPG world with townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more.
And then crafthub.net. That's crafthub. I can't say it. Crafthub.net, blog and community. We are looking for writers again. If you want to write Minecraft articles, please contact us. That's crafthub.net.
And do that. Craft Hub is a great site, and it's been around a very long time. So,
yeah.
So do that.
And then our last server sponsor is Semi-Pro Joe. Hello again, gentlemen. Not sure what to say, so I'll leave you with this. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
So go follow at SemiProJoe on Twitter.
Wise words.
I like that guy. I know him. He's a good fella.
Awesome.
Good fellas.
Yeah.
Our journeys.
So, Mr. Spoon, what you been up to this week in the old Minecraft arena?
Oh, in Minecraft. Yes. Well, my Feed the Beast single player world that I've spent the better portion of 50 to 75 hours on got corrupted when I went to a Mistcraft world, and it was all poopy. And it messed up. So I went on to it multiple times, tried to get it working, deleted the Mistcraft world, put it back in, did all these different things, and that single player world is junk. So Feed the Beast Ultimate, GregTech enabled.
GregTech enabled. You go.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I was doing very well, and I was like, all right, we're going to work on a matter fabricator. And then, yeah, it's gone. Luckily, I'm going to be starting. I mean, not luckily, but luckily slash fortunately slash unfortunately, I can start up a new world at any time. So that's what I'm going to do later today, is to start up a new single player world.
And dig into those Zycraft blocks immediately.
Yeah. I did a Zycraft tank, and it was really fun. I got to learn a lot about it using those pumps and stuff. Those are 14,000 lava buckets of lava. That's how big the tank was.
Nice.
It was crazy. It was a lot. And it was pretty. And then played some hardcore Minecraft vanilla, actually. Went back to some vanilla. I haven't done that in a while. And died the first time. Went back. I was like, all right, we're going to do something cool. I started making this really cool house on the top of a mountain. And then a creeper comes out of nowhere while I'm fighting another creeper and blows me up. And there goes my second hardcore world. So that was unfortunate, too. So that's two just complete failures. And then I guess the only thing that's not a failure is that I started up a multiplayer server, just like a little private server for Venom Kisser and I. We've, you know, she's a streamer as well. We've been playing on that, just messing around and building cool things. And I built myself a clubhouse. No girls allowed. Hashtag with pass, or hashtag no girls allowed. Cooties ew. And then there's a password that is there too. So.
Yeah, you know what?
Girls, this is girls suck, there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alfalfa, will you swing me before we have lunch?
Sure, Darla.
No one gets that. No one should get that.
It's funny because nobody gets it. That's what's funny about it. It's funny because I don't even get it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
No. You never watched Little Rascals?
How do I get maybe. It? I'm like 24, and you guys are like older than that, right?
Yeah. 106.
We're a lot older than that.
You guys are like older than that, I think. I couldn't tell. I mean, you guys look so dashing. And
Well, thanks.
Dashing.
Gentlemanly. Indubitably, you know.
So you are coming to play on Con.
Oh god. Don't peer pressure me.
Peer pressure.
Well, I played a little bit of Feed the Beast this week too. We've got a server at Curse that I've been playing on.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of that, and I did a lot of Mistcraft actually, and thank god I didn't corrupt the world. I just killed myself a few times and lost 3 jetpacks in a week.
Nice.
Ah, that sucks.
Really?
Sucks really bad. And one portal gun.
Oh, you lost a jetpack and a portal gun. Yeah, those are so. How about an entire world?
Yeah.
Hey, that's so unfortunate for your portal gun, which is super easy to get back. Just use Minecraft.
Like, about how long do you last on hardcore worlds? Like, how many days, I guess?
The first time I went through a hardcore world, I just played it all the way through, beat the dragon. I was like, okay, we're good. I beat the game. And then every single one past then, I haven't lasted more than like 2 hours.
Really?
And I've had bad luck since then. And all these other streamers are like hardcore day like 100,005. And I'm just like, day what, like 0.5? Okay, we're done. New world.
Start a new world. Steve 3. Here we go.
Gravel fell on me.
Gravel death. That sucks.
Sounds like a good video series. Nice, quick, to the point.
Yeah.
You're alive, you're dead. Yeah. You're alive, you're dead.
Killed by gravel again.
That's a good point. I was thinking of doing like a hardcore series with like seasons for every time I beat it, but I think I should just do a hardcore series that lasts each episode. It's kind of like, you know how Lucklin and Wolf and them did their free fraps?
Oh,
stuff?
Yeah.
It'll be like that, except it'll be hard. Just, I'm bad. I'm bad at hardcore. That's what the series will be called, and it's like 30 second episodes, and not even on purpose. It'll just be, I'll go in there, I'll be like, oh, this is a great looking world, and then creepers, man.
And then creepers happened.
Suddenly creepers.
And then you're gonna get closer to the mic than that, sir.
I was trying not to because it was a stupid
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
He's still.
What are you saying?
I was trying not to get too close because it was a stupid
That's
comment.
So horrible.
Wait, what? What?
I'm just going to talk from back here from now on.
So I did a little bit of that, Miscraft. Didn't lose my world, though, so that was good.
Yeah.
And then played on TGS, our partner program right now, started a Minecraft server.
Yeah.
So I made us a house and a. It's the Dead Workers Party house, and then I started a mine next door that says The Shaft. It's a normal world. It's not Feed the Beast, and it was really weird kind of getting back in and being like, I guess I'll dig. Like,
yeah, what else do you do?
You know, so it's kind of interesting, fun playing just the normal Minecraft again. Like, it's been a while since yeah. I've done that. And then, of course, we were on the Shaftlands for a little bit, building the set for TV-ectomy, which released today.
TV-ectomy!
So that was some good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Smite the rest of the week. What about y'all?
That's true.
Let's see. I played some Smite, and I played some Smite, and I played some Smite, and I played some Candy Crush Saga.
So we're looking for a new host, Spoon. Do you want to...
Smite and Smite. Oh, yeah, and Candy Crush Saga.
What level are
like
you on?
Me, I was like, hardcore Minecraft and no, all these different...
No,
and Dear Esther, and they're like, oh, and I put some Club Penguin on YouTube. Yeah.
No, this is the thing. Like, the baby goes into daycare next week. So I was, you know, it's like... And when I'm late at night, like, I get on the computer... And I want to play something intense so it'll keep me awake, you know, and I'll get to interact with my friends. So I play Smite.
So maybe you should play an Indian simulator, like Cowboys and Indians.
Maybe.
Then you'll be able to play intense. Get it? Intense.
I was waiting for the cricket sound effect.
Yeah.
Isn't there a cricket sound effect there? There
you
go.
Do Red Dead Redemption.
He said he wanted to play intense.
Yes. So anyway...
The camping simulator. Why didn't I go with camping simulator? That would have sold it.
Is it Don't Starve kind of like that?
Yes.
So anyway, I really haven't done much this week. I've ordered myself a new video card. I'm excited about that. And other than that, like I'm just excited about next week not having a baby all day long. That's what I'm excited about.
Getting rid of the baby.
Yeah.
Had it for way too long.
Daycare simulator.
Yeah,
exactly.
Clean the poop.
But so I guess basically what I'm saying, Never Eric, is that I am also a bad person.
Yeah.
And also, does that mean you're a bad person?
I'm a bad person. Okay, y'all are bad I got people. Glasses this week, though. So now I got to wear glasses until I.
So you can see this note I'm putting in the doc. You're a bad, bad person.
AKA, you're getting glasses makes you a bad person. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. So I want to know about your history, Spoon. So, where were you born? I'm just kidding. No.
I was like, this is going to be interesting.
Like, weird. Where were you born? Where's it going?
Let's go into this. This is fine.
All right. Yeah. Where were you
I mean,
born?
If we hit something you don't want to talk about, just say pass.
See, that's the problem. I'm like an open book. I have no real restraints when it comes to this. I'm like someone else that also has a similar name to mine. I want everyone to know everything about me. I don't really hold back. Not that there's a problem with secrecy, but yeah.
That's good.
But I was born in Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, actually. And I was adopted about 3 months in and brought back here to Arkansas. And I've lived here pretty much my entire life.
Arkansas.
And
Arkansas, Eric?
Yeah, I was born in Conway, Arkansas.
Really?
I like Arkansas.
I think we had this discussion, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
I remember it now, yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of grandparents that live there and an uncle and... Yeah, I've always liked Arkansas.
What's your social security number? Well.
So when did you start playing Minecraft? Like, how did you find it?
It was, of course, most people who did not play Minecraft before started seeing it when YouTubers were posting it. I started off with two people. C. Nanners was my first one. And actually, the video I saw of him playing it was with a guy named Risky Gaming. And he was doing a server tour of this guy. Risky Gaming on his like little private server or something like that, and Risky Gaming is at the time was like a 14-year-old dude YouTuber, cool guy, and I started playing with him, and he started up a Minecraft community channel, and I wanted to get on there because I was wanting to play Minecraft too, and I got a director spot on that little community channel, and at that time 3,000 subscribers was a huge number,
oh, yeah.
And it still is for a lot of people. I don't want to sound like a arrogant jerkwad.
Yeah.
But then, to
we're
me,
happy if we get 3,000 views.
We know you don't want to, Spoon, but...
I did, but I'm not trying to. And then he, being the young guy he is, one guy got to focus on school, so he put me in charge of the channel. And so for a while there, I ran that, got about 1,000 subscribers off of that, and then continued on my way. I handed it down to somebody. I don't even know what the channel does anymore. I don't think it's too active. But I said, I want to focus on my channel. And from there, I met a lot of really awesome YouTubers, not just in the Minecraft community, but in a lot of places. And speaking of Minecraft community, I thought about this now, history and stuff. I remember going on the Shaft podcast server. You guys had a server. You still have a server, I'm assuming.
Yep.
But I went on there, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. I wonder if I would ever get to talk to those guys. And you guys were never on there. I was like, oh, there's no way I'd ever get to talk to them. And then now I'm like right here. I'm like,
hmm.
Yeah. We've been trying to get you on since PlayOnCon.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I'm just saying, it's not hard to get me on the Shaft.
He loves the Shaft. That's what I hear.
I really do. Even if I don't watch every episode and all that stuff, I know that it's a cool place to be and all that good stuff.
Excellent.
Awesome.
It is a cool place to be.
Cool place. Yeah,
this is that's exactly what we. You know what? He's right. This is a cool place.
Yeah. Sure is. So you wanna
do
this?
I had a question.
Oh yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So do you like movies about gladiators?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Man, I like this. He gets our humor.
That's right.
There's an old. You have an old man soul.
Yeah. I know all the freaking things you could do. Airplane is one of my favorite all time comedies. I love slapstick humor more than you even.
They're after these cans.
They're after these cans. He has an old man soul, and he has an old man in his
I was raised,
pants.
Born and raised in Arkansas with a father who loves old stuff like that. And actually, it wasn't him who showed me those. It was my neighbor and best friend. He loves slapstick humor. We watched Airplane and all the Monty Python stuff all the time. Slapstick is definitely my favorite type of humor, and so I know a lot of those.
Excellent.
I'm happy now tonight.
You're happy.
I feel like you need to go on PlayOnCon just so I can hug you.
Maybe Spoon.
Spoon a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Fork and Spoon. Next time you do something that I understand, be like, what are you talking about? So be like, I don't want him at PlayOnCon anymore.
So what were you saying, Eric? You were about to go into something.
I forgot, but I do have some spoons with me right here. These spoons?
They're spoons that, oddly enough, aren't spooning.
Oh, yeah, there's a spoon right there.
Yeah.
This is the one. This is the one that's. It's not the one spoons. That gave me my name, but it's the one that I've held with me since I started doing YouTube, and this is the one I've claimed for that purpose. Actually, interesting story, and I hate to take away the stream from you guys and
we
stuff.
Like stories.
But I found one of my original websites where Sam Spoon came from, and it actually had a picture with me and the original spoon. I look like such a loser because it was back in my younger days. But it was about 7 years ago that I got that name, and one of my friends I haven't talked to in a long time said, oh, you remember that website you were on? I was like, oh, I do. I wonder if my profile's still there. And sure enough, I went on there, I tweeted on everything, and it was me with long hair, all emo looking, and it was terrifying. But sure enough, there was a picture with me and my spoon. And for that specific website, you had to make a profile picture that showed this is who you really are. And so you had to hold a sign up with your name. And so it says Sam Spoon, and I'm holding the spoon in my mouth, and It was a very awesome moment for me because I was like, there it is. There's the original one. That's where I got my name. Now everyone can see that this is. And I was like, I didn't want people to see because I look so ridiculous. But at the same time, I tweeted it because I was like, that's where it all came from. That's where it all started.
Eric was posting embarrassing pictures of himself this week as well.
Yeah.
Your long-haired blonde picture?
Yeah.
Isn't that like every picture he posts of himself, though?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But just be careful. Yeah. Don't go on the Shaft and tell people you like to put things in your mouth. It's not the...
Yeah. I said that the reverse
most
order.
Obvious. So, maybe I should do this.
Do it.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Oh, I thought we were all gonna like get you know like they look at the camera like for the news reels.
Yeah,
that would be good, and that would keep them silent. I recommend we do that from now on.
Wow. Well, you know what'll keep you silent, Wes?
What?
Listen to me talk about lootcrate.com. You can go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers. Use the coupon code DEAD to get $3 off. It's normally $13.37, that leap price to get your geeky swag every month. I'm about to get a box, I think, with some geeky swag. No, I just got it.
The June box?
Yeah.
Hashtag got the box. Swag.
But it's some cool stuff. You can actually go look at unboxings on YouTube and see what you get in them. And then turn back around and make sure you use this code on this website because it helps us out, and we appreciate it. So lootcrate.com.
Yes, you get a good deal.
/deadworkers, coupon code DEAD.
Yeah.
Now, this first thing we have here is Snapshot 13W22A. This week's Snapshot was all about bug fixes. We're not going to list them all because Wes hates reading them out. But there was one rather bizarre addition of villager sounds. For some reason, the devs have seen fit to give villagers voices, though they're not English or even close to
Simlish. That sounds terrifying.
And it's just ha and hmm.
Yeah, it sounds very terrifying.
Is it scary?
It just sounds like I can, if I don't see the village, I walk beside, I just imagine just walking along. Huh. And it's
like, now, it gives them a little personality, you know? They're not just...
Before you steal their stuff.
And then you steal their stuff. I sounded like the Sims characters. You know how we have like the Sims, they have this gibberish they speak in? I think they should have their own language, but it's like broken gibberish that no one understands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Simoleon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that language. It's my favorite language.
That no one understands.
Yeah.
Minecraft.
That's my favorite language because I have no clue.
Dibida-dibida.
Sma, Peter Sma.
Well, that's kind of cool. Maybe they'll give them more stuff. Like if you attack them, maybe they'll make a sound. Maybe a, or stop doing that, please. Or something, you know? Like, why? So why? You know, when you burn their house down?
Oh, gosh. Well, you took that little tiny thing there and just turned it into a snowball effect of terrifying.
That's kind of weird, man. Kind of weird.
Well, he is a bad person, so.
Yes, yes. I am a bad person for wearing glasses.
He's a bad, bad man. So, this next thing here, apparently there's a big gaming festival that goes on in the UK called Insomnia. And this year they're going to have a Minecraft expo there. So we will link to information about that.
Aha. Uh-huh. Are we going to go?
I don't know. It's in Europe.
I like Europe.
I like it too.
You got to try and maybe go to that too, guys?
Yeah. No. It's all for I don't know where Eric thinks we're going to like pay for this.
Oh, I thought Spoon got it. Don't you guys?
Oh, Spoon's taking us?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize awesome. That. Yeah, yeah. Man.
Money for everyone. Just reached into my pocket. There's nothing there.
Oh, crap. We're not going.
Nothing there. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Maybe next year. So, this next thing here, CoStar calls it a day for YouTube video. Saturday saw the end of an era, with CoStar announcing that after much deliberation, he was no longer intending to create videos on YouTube. Co said that he's... was very pleased with the reactions to his Co's Quest series, but he just no longer has the enthusiasm for making it due to becoming bored with vanilla SSP. However, he was quick to point out that he does still enjoy Minecraft and added it's possible that he will still stream over at the twitch.tv/CoStar channel. So keep an eye out on that
stuff.
Yeah, wow. It's sad to hear, you know, one of the grandfathers putting down the camera.
Yeah,
it's actually where I started out on streaming. Went on livestream.com, CoStar. He had Coast Quest live stream, and that's actually where I started out streaming was on his group of streamers there. What is that guy? There's a guy that streams on Twitch. It's like I can't remember his name, but he does a lot of Zelda stuff now. And but we played on there a lot. We had like a group of people, and that's actually where I started out.
That's cool. Yeah. I always liked his the intro music he played on Coast Quest. You know, it was like one of the first Minecraft songs ever made. You know,
and now I think it is MC Gamer. Somebody's saying MC Gamer in the chat. I think it's MC Gamer.
Yeah, I haven't heard this song in a while, but it really gets in your head. It was it definitely inspired me to do the In Search of Diamonds way back then. But that's always been my favorite Minecraft song. And now I forget what it's called.
You can probably just type in Co's theme song and find it.
Yeah.
Co's theme song, come watch there me play.
That's my favorite one.
I'm going to break some blocks with my Minecraft pick today. Come on, Eric Fullerton, and watch me play. This is all for you. It's all for you, Eric.
That, oh, there we go. It's called Minecraft Every Day. Thanks, see? Banewolf. Yeah, that's it. It's also very respectable of him to actually come out and say that he's no longer going to do it, other than just fading out. A lot of people fade out.
And, like, is that an, you know, there's like pod fading for podcasts. Yeah. Is there like tube fading for YouTube?
There you go.
Tube fade.
Tube fading.
The tubes went out on my YouTube channel.
It's when you start making like weekly videos instead of daily, and then monthly, and then every 6 months, and then it's just like, where did he go? I wonder, you know. And you never actually officially say bye, you know. I don't like that.
See, I think that if it starts to slow down for you, start to lose. I think, like for me, it just go that much harder. Like especially on YouTube, I was like kind of losing on YouTube with the way it is and stuff. And when I started doing the scheduled streaming, I also started doing a lot more YouTube content, and it's actually. I'm able to put a lot more out, and now that I have this more, once again, professional feeling about it, I'm able to do a lot more, and I'm actually enjoying it a lot more. Even if the views aren't as much, or they are plenty more, like it's still a lot more fun and a lot more satisfying for me now that I've dedicated a lot more attention to it. But that's for me. I'm not saying that if he would have done more and just stopped being a jerk, then no, I'm just saying for me, that's how it was. It started to die down for me a little bit,
right.
And now that I've got kind of set in mind, like this is something I could enjoy doing for the foreseeable future, if not for the rest of my life, then now I'm like, I have like more of a, I guess, an uplifted attitude about it.
Yeah.
And so big thank you to CoStar for killing just that little piece in every single one of us.
Killing our, a little bit of our soul. Also, Aztec in the chat room got it right. He says it's getting your YouTubes tied.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. I like that.
It sounds very painful.
Also this week, set you back $20 to get into the Scrolls open beta. It was announced that Scrolls is going into open beta on June 3rd. So get your wallets ready. You'll get all future updates for free, just like Minecraft. Also, Owen at Mojang put up some more details of what's going to be in the beta over at the official Scroll site. So go check it out. I like their new logo.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Now I gotta click.
Now you gotta click.
Gotta click.
Ooh, that is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
There we go.
It's got a beat, and I can dance to it.
Over here, over there.
I can't wait for this just to come out already. I liked the beta. Or alpha, I guess, really.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I want to go back and play and see what's changed since then. Also, Notch has got a gold-plated invite to E3 this year. He tweeted that he received an invite from Sony to attend an E3 in the shape of a gold-painted PS1.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
But that no one knows if it works, because it did not come with any cables.
That's okay. It didn't need to work. Actually, you know, Toshinden is still my favorite PS1 game.
If I got a golden PS1, I would put that somewhere like on display. I wouldn't try and use it. Be like, oh, a golden PS1. I might as well start playing with this. I'm like, no.
And having discs and stuff, like, I don't know. I mean, that's what emulators are for.
I'm sure it was a joke, but still, like, I'm just saying, like, if I got something like that, I would put it up on display for everyone to stare at.
Definitely.
So, and people are speculating that this is a some sort of announcement for E3 between Sony and Mojang. What do y'all think about that?
Oh.
You think we're going to be seeing some
PS4?
Minecraft?
Could.
I mean, unless they have some exclusivity
they have exclusive.
God,
I hate that word.
I think it was exclusive on Xbox, or it was Microsoft has some kind of like thing then, but
I think it's running out, so I think this is a good time for them.
It might have only lasted a year.
You wouldn't sign an exclusive deal in perpetuity, is that the word?
Yeah,
forever.
Let's just use words that none of us can say. That's a good idea.
Yeah. In porpoisidity.
Porpy.
That's where a poopy porpoise, takes a bunch of acid and has a bad trip. Porpoisidity.
What is
kind of got
on
weird
here?
There?
It is a little bit. What was that, Wes?
Nothing. Nothing important. I think that probably that is a symbol that something's going to happen. I'm not sure it's necessarily going to be, you know, Minecraft related. You know,
Scrolls
on the PS. Four.
But I mean, I know that like a lot of companies have been frustrated with Microsoft's updating system, and Sony has expressed an interest in working with more independent developers to the point where they're even getting kind of snarky on their Twitter feeds about stuff. And I think that that might, you know, them talking to him and him attempting to bridge the gap between indie developers and Sony.
Yeah.
Would be a good thing.
Yeah. Also, I heard that, and I heard this from a friend. It might be BitBurner. It might have been somebody. I don't know. But they were saying that in order to do an update to your game on Xbox Live, you pay something like $40,000. And that's just to push an update. So Minecraft doesn't have to do that. Because they signed some contract, and that's the reason, the main reason why they are on there. Otherwise, to push an update every time for $40,000, no way. So Microsoft got them on there with that exclusion because, you know, all other games have to do that.
Yeah.
But Microsoft, I mean, really wanted cost, them.
I mean, even though it sounds like a lot of money to us,
yeah.
I mean, think about how many people are downloading files from their servers. I mean, that's a cost a lot of money to, like, I mean, even websites that do like downloads.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, when they're doing something like add-ons or something, and they're doing, I mean, that's a lot of money, and 40,000 really isn't that big of a chunk when you're doing that. So it's just a cost of business if you're going to be doing that model of, you know, more downloads.
That's
And if you've sold that many games, you know,
and you also got to think about how many updates Minecraft gets,
yeah,
and how many they might continue to do with Xbox.
And think about how every one of their updates on Xbox pretty much comes with another pack that they can sell. You know, there's a reason for skins and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a good balance. But still, if I had an opportunity, and I mean, if I was a game developer and someone said, oh, well, if you sign with us, we'll make sure you don't have to pay $40,000 every time you update the game, I'd be like,
Nice bonus. Sold.
Well, I know that if, I don't know if you remember, but back in the old Control Point days, TF2 never got an update on PS3.
PS3, yeah, you're
because
right.
Because of the way that they did their updating.
Yeah.
And Valve was not going to do that. So I think...
But and to me, I think Valve, they should have known what was going to happen. Like they... If they got into that and didn't realize later they're going to have to pay that, then really they just kind of screwed their fans, whoever bought their, you know, IP on Xbox.
Right.
And then didn't get any updates. I mean, that's just kind of, I don't know. I think that was more Valve's fault than Xbox.
Well, right? No, that's not, I'm not talking about Xbox. I'm talking about PS3.
But it's the same thing with Xbox, right? They didn't do an update on
No, Xbox
either, right?
Got some updates.
Like 3 years later or something
they
crazy?
They got some periodic updates.
Yeah, and they were slow.
Evidently, the process was easier, but I think that Sony has kind of changed its ways on that. Like, I think they're looking at the fact that, you know, digital delivery content is the way of the future,
yeah,
and constantly updated content is the way of the future.
Yeah.
So
as long as it's not have to be online the way of the future, I'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't even get me started on DRM.
Well,
I went
by
a local game exchange here, which is like a trade and sell and buy video game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got my, I got a wired controller that I can plug into my PC so I can play PC games with a controller, which I know PC Master Race, why would you use anything other than a keyboard and mouse? But some games like Grand Theft Auto, which are console ports to the PC, are very difficult to do, for example, helicopter piloting with a keyboard and mouse. So I wanted a controller. GameStop was selling wired controllers for like $60. Game Exchange, $40. So it's like, yeah, that's great. But if we start doing the DRM, especially with the way Xbox has been kind of talking about, which we're not too sure on, but the way they wanted to do it, where it's if you buy a used game, you still have to pay a fee to use that used game, it's going to put a lot of stuff like that out of business. And I'm not sure how I don't like it. And I wanted to go to these other businesses just to keep them alive as long as I could, because I don't like the idea of trying to make more money than they already are with video games.
Yeah.
Unless you just keep it an open market.
Yeah, and I wish they would just come out and say like what the plan is, because I've heard all types of rumors from, you know, that like you can pass the disc off. If you have the disc, you can play it for free, or, you know, and you don't need any sort of thing. But you can pass the disc off and someone else can pay $5 to basically play the game or something.
I don't like that. It's like paying an extra fee to them. And I think the reason why they're not saying too much on it just yet, they're kind of like keeping us on the edge of our seats. We're like, are we going to be ticked off? Are we going to be okay with it? I think they're waiting on Sony to maybe talk more about the PS4 before they decide what they're going to do for sure. But I think that also some of the community people, like Major Nelson, that are really involved with it, probably know the community doesn't like it. So he probably has a lot of pull on what kind of development options are going to be on the Xbox One, as opposed to not going to be on there.
Yeah.
So I think if the community keeps pushing harder against DRM and always online and stuff like that, then we may see it pushed back. I think eventually we're going to try. They're going to try so hard to get it pushed forward because they are more concerned about making money than they are about keeping it an open market and keeping it available for other people to make money too.
Yeah.
Well, that was super serious.
I was
sorry.
What's up with that?
Super serious. So let's do this instead.
Oh. Time for listener contributions.
What's going on? It's a mashup.
It's not a mashup. It's a blender. Listener
contribution. That was a weird bumper.
That was terrible.
That was very interesting indeed.
Never do that again.
Listener contributions, by the way.
Sponsored by Audible. If you want a 30-day free trial of Audible and you wish to support The Shaft, because really, you should support The Shaft.
Oh, God.
So go and get a free 30-day Audible trial. You go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. They have over 100,000 books that you can choose from. Just for signing up for that trial, you get one free book. And if you decide to subscribe, you will get one free book each month, as well as 30% off all additional purchases.
Yeah. You know the one I'm going to get now? I'm going to get this one as soon as I can. I'm going to cut to it here on the video feed. But I'm going to get Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein.
Have you ever read Stranger in a Strange Land?
No, okay. I know of it. It's a very famous book. He's a sci-fi writer. He's written tons of famous stuff. And it sounds like a really cool story. And a lot of people say it's kind of the textbook for the hippie generation.
Yep, it is. And it's sci-fi Jesus, man.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like a kid that was raised by Martians and yep. comes back to the Earth and tries to get used to human society, and it's very strange and awkward for him, and sounds fascinating. So, and I don't read books. I mean, Audible, without Audible, I'd have no idea.
Once you got the glasses, maybe you start reading more.
I could actually focus on little letters now.
But I don't think you should. I think you should just listen to the Audible. Yeah.
So that's my pick of that.
After you finish that.
Have you read this, by the way?
I have read it.
Oh, did you like it?
I did like it. To a degree.
To a degree.
My favorite Heinlein book is
called... Is it because you're religious? Do you have to be religious or not?
No. Okay. I'll talk about it some other time.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a different show.
But my favorite Heinlein book is The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
The one... That's my favorite.
And
I think you should try that one out. If you enjoy his writing style, go for that one.
See, and I go for something not quite so deep. I just finished the second book in the Myth series on Audible. I love them. At first, I wasn't so sure about the guy reading it because of how he read Skeeve's part, if people are aware of the... But then after getting into it, he actually does the voices pretty well for all the different characters. And he does. I like every character kind of has its own voice. Mm-hmm. And it just brings these books back to life, like even more so than reading them again. Like I've read these books probably 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. Well, they have like 18 now on the thing, so like, you know, you get one free a month, and I've saved up a few, but now I'm out, so now I'm either have to wait to next month to get the next one free, or I have to buy it, and like I don't know what to do. But 30% off, it may be worth it just to go ahead and buy it, because they're good and I love them. So if you want to love them as well as us, and just like us, go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Awesome. Yeah.
And this week we got some contributions. The first one here is from Iron Waffle, who says, my one complaint about Audible is they don't actually have 50 Shades of Grey read by Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried reading it.
No, but they do have it by Samuel L. Jackson's reading it.
Oh.
Beer.
I kind of want to do this. Can we make this a thing where we just have people? I kind of want to read it now, and just to like record it and put it on there.
Here's some. Did you know that 50 Shades of Grey was originally Twilight fan fiction?
Yeah.
Wow. Now I don't want to read it anymore.
Yeah, it was originally Twilight fan fiction, and but she didn't want to get sued selling it, so she just went. So she rewrote it.
Basically, Wes took my idea and destroyed it.
Yes, I did. I smashed it.
Ruined my parody idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe do a Minecraft video instead.
I still think the Bible read by Gilbert Gottfried would be the best.
50 Shades of Spoon.
You know, I didn't realize the trilogy is called 50. It's called. It says 50 Shades. I thought it said Filthy Shades trilogy.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's about right.
Well, about that Filthy Shades of Grey.
Filthy. So, this next is from Minecraft EXP65. So, why do you not do snapshot videos anymore? I do snapshots, but I also like to watch other people's snapshots. There are two reasons for this. Number one is that they come out on Thursday, and everybody wants to watch them Thursday night. And yeah, it's difficult to, for us to get together and make a video and do it the way we like to do it and have it come out on Thursday.
Yeah.
They like to do it a little more professionally.
And the second thing is that a lot of times the snapshots don't have what, at least what I consider to be a lot of presentable material. Like, yeah, a lot of it is...
Well, like this week, we would just have a bunch of villagers going, ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a good video.
Yeah.
But
right. And the horse update, I guess, would have been cool.
No voice from you guys, nothing, just sitting there.
That's the kind of video I'm down with making, actually.
Well, after the show.
I can only imagine what you would do with that, the shaft.
Maybe we'll start putting them out on Saturdays or Friday nights. I don't know.
Well, some people
want to do more content.
You know, like I'll see on my Twitter feed, like Chimney or even Captain Sparkles or Paul Soares would be like, sorry, no snapshot today, but it'll be up tomorrow. So I think a day late is okay.
I do too, but I mean, that's pretty much the reason why we haven't been doing them is lack of content and then getting it out quick and,
yeah,
you know, us getting together and doing something cool.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll try, though. We'll try.
So this next one here from Alex Wolf. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I love Eric's Minecraft parkour videos. A lot of people have been saying that they're too over-edited, but I wanted to say that I love the editing, and they are visually spectacular. I think more people should be able to appreciate the skill and creative flair, which goes into creating those videos.
Oh, cool. So there's some kudos for Eric. Yeah. And like I'm not trying to like show off, and it's not a video for other editors to look at and go, wow, that's pretty impressive technically. I'm just kind of looking more for like something weird and artistic, maybe that's something like you've never seen before, something that you might not expect. That's what I'm going for. So
welcome to Eric Fullerton's editing skills, something you've never seen before.
Yeah, you know, and even if it ends up being terrible and it sucks, at least it's something you might not have expected, and maybe you've never seen it before, but maybe you don't like it. That's fine, but I'm certainly not, you know, I'm not trying to show off, and yeah, it is over edited, and I use that term too, like being an over edit, but it's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to, you know, see how edited I can make something. It just, it ends up being that way because I'm trying to make a certain creation, and it's just, you know, I don't know. It's like an overwhelming experience.
Yeah, so lay off.
Yeah.
Quit making Eric cry.
Yeah, man.
What's going on here? Okay, so this next one here is from Iconic Sociopath, who says, I am an Australian student attending an international space school in Texas over the next few weeks, and since I figured this was as close to Huntsville as I'm ever going to get, I decided to write in. Here's my question. You have talked about it a long time ago, but I'd like to know what you think is coming next in terms of major non-item changes to the game. I know the mod API is one of the things I'd like to see finally, and the Realms idea sounds cool, but I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Before we go in for that, can we just say an Australian student attending an international space school in Texas? I want to give this guy like a medal. That just sounds like the coolest thing in the world.
And just to, maybe there's some confusion here too. We're not in Huntsville, Texas. Yes. Or in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes.
But it's still closer than you're ever going to get.
Alabama. Oh, it's all the South. Everything sucks here. Yeah. So it's pretty much the same.
Well, now, you know, I've been saying that I didn't think the mod API was going to come out at all. Yeah. And I was talking with Rob today. Mr. Robert Moran, and he told me about some changes that are coming that have convinced me that it is going to come out. He successfully convinced me that it's going to be out probably reasonably soon. Evidently,
2.0.
Evidently, there are some changes coming to where you will be able to swap out sounds and blocks.
That's what I would like.
Like a
I
sound
like to be
pack.
Able to swap out sounds.
Well, that makes sense.
I want to make a sound pack. I've always wanted to make one.
They start with textures, right?
Yeah. Every sound that's in the game is different variations of the villagers going.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they like break a block.
But you'll be able to replace, you know, individual blocks. Whereas, you know, right now it's basically just a big sheet. All the textures are on one page.
Well, but they changed that. They're all different now.
Yeah, and now so like with that and with the sound stuff, it sounds as if the mod API stuff is really on the way.
So, I think he fooled you. Never coming.
2.0.
I did talk.
I think Minecon. If it's coming, they're going to announce it at Minecon.
Yeah.
November.
That would seem more appropriate, I think.
Maybe.
I wasn't saying it was going to be next week and reasonably soon.
That's what you were saying out front. He said,
Brent, I did.
The API is coming next week.
Lying.
And then he made noises like that, and I ran and cried in the corner.
The villagers are getting a lot more. vocal.
Sounds like we're like in a sane asylum now.
The village is getting more terrifying.
But really,
that's why the ones in the doctor uniform. He's just all the uniform. Crazy people. He's
take your pills.
Really?
Okay.
So
you've lost it.
So like really, I'm and this is gonna sound terrible. I really don't care what they do with Minecraft as long as the mod API comes out.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah. That is terrible. Kick him off the show.
You're a bad person.
We'll have the vote later.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so this last submission here was from Home Squirrel.
Home Squirrel.
And it's kind of a long one, and I'll go through it anyway. It says, "Hey guys, I was listening to the podcast the other day, and it seems as though many members of the server keep asking about when the next community build will be. My idea is that every week there could be what I'd call a micro build. Essentially, it would be a much smaller community build that would be accomplished in a day or two. People could post ideas or vote on builds others have suggested in the forums. The votes could then be tallied, and the winning build for the following week could be announced on the podcast. Thanks for the great show. I'd give you guys credit for helping me see the light and convincing me to buy Minecraft instead of using a cracked version." Everybody give him a little round of applause for
so we got him on Minecraft instead of crack. Is that what he's saying?
Yes. I hope to be part of the community very soon. A good step. Thanks, Chris. So, Chris, your wish is now granted. You can go to minecraft.deadworkers.com. This will take you to our Minecraft page on our website. There is a poll there right now for a micro build. What you call a micro build, this will be the project that you as the community decide, and this will go till the next show, and the next show will announce what that project is.
Yeah.
We're starting off with the 7 wonders of the world. You pick which wonder you want to build as the first build, and that's what we'll then build after that.
So
now instead of a cracked version, we've got you on the official version of Minecraft, which is pretty much the same thing as crack.
Yes.
So go vote.
Have fun with that.
Make your vote count.
I'm going for the Colossus of Rhodes.
Do it, Wes. I'm going to go for this.
Excavation station.
Yeah.
I just punched a chicken in the nuts and he went boom.
Thanks.
And if you want to go boom and punch chickens in the nuts all the time, go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get free TV and video on demand. On demand. On demand.
On demand.
That's netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
And watch Prophets of Science. That's what I'm watching right now on Netflix. Search it up. Prophets of Science. It is so good.
I have been getting caught up on the Being Human series from Sci-Fi.
Oh, yeah?
The one about the vampire and the werewolf that live in a house with a ghost.
Where's the Netflix show that lets you punch chickens in the nuts?
It is Fringe. I've been watching Fringe, and they punch French chickens in the nuts. It's the doctor on that show is so, like, his character is just awesome. And, like, what is so awesome about Fringe, too, is the son. Like, sometimes he makes these comments, and he sounds just like his dad. Like, it's I'm like, are they actually related in real life? Because he'll turn and, like, say this comment, and it just, like, if you're not looking at the screen, you'd almost think it was the dad saying it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just almost perfect casting. Perfect casting.
My thing about that show is I love watching Olivia and alternate Olivia have different characters without saying a word.
Well, the first season. Don't ruin anything.
Yeah. I didn't ruin anything.
Yeah, he's not a
ruiner. I just, anyway.
I have no idea what you're yelling about.
I just like to yell sometimes.
He does. Ooh.
And this first one, I won't yell, but I'll just say it's from Faume.
Yeah.
Faume.
It's Faume.
Faume. I think it should be possible to select Minecrafter skins to use as villager skins to add more variety. This would be a great help to map makers.
Ooh. I like it. I like it.
Wait, yeah,
Don't they have that option with command blocks, or not command blocks, but in the more recent updates, you can add specific skins using Minecraft usernames.
Didn't I know that?
Well, I mean, for example, with the Supercraft Brothers, I mean, that's how they got a lot of those skins on there. Was granted, they had to make profiles to do that, so they had to spend money. So I guess that may be something they might want to look into, a non money way to do that.
Right.
So I guess they'd have to do something for villagers differently because they're different size wise, like other body dimensions.
Yeah.
But they can use the same technology that's already built into the game to do it. I say go for it. And maybe be able to design skins for villagers like you would for your people.
Yeah.
And even do it for, you know, animals and creatures and mobs and like all these things and just have.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, why not, right?
I think it's great. What do you think, Notch?
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Okay. He's got our back.
Excellent.
Thanks, Smart Notch. Man. Now back under the table.
So this next one is submitted by Lord Argent. And it is torch attacks. I would love if you could hit a mob with a torch and it would light them on fire. Fire! Fire!
Fire!
Oh, with a torch?
Yeah.
That's too...
Why don't you... You have that with the flame abilities and chance on weapons.
Yeah, but still. Yeah.
That's too easy, though. I think... Torch. I mean, torches are really easy and you just...
It would kind of make the enchants worthless, right?
Yeah, it would.
Why get the fire enchant if I can just use a torch?
Well, what if the torch itself doesn't do much damage? Think about it that way.
If it doesn't do much damage. Oh, if it's just a little bit of fire?
No, like it's just
a tiny bit. It just burns their arm a little bit. They're like, ow, that kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah, like I'll catch your ear hair on fire.
It puts a DOT on them that does some damage, but the initial damage is not that much.
I'll say, but if we do that, we got to destroy the torch in the process.
Okay. Mm.
Or at least after a few, like it starts using.
Lord of the Rings, we set all the I'm done.
This doesn't give us this. I don't know. It doesn't get
this hurts
get us,
our brains.
It doesn't get us any
it's
closer
so simple,
to,
and it shouldn't be that complicated. But it's hurting our brains for some reason.
And it doesn't
I
get us any
look
closer
at
to
things
malaria.
And make them explode. Okay.
Yeah.
Explosions. Why can't we have that in the game?
Explosive.
Big explosion.
Explosion. Okay. This next one is from Captain Moses.
Yeah.
I will part the waters and give you my excavation station idea. By the way, Mr. Spoon, you better be thinking of some ideas because we're going to come to you at the end of this list and ask you what you want in the game. But this next one is from Captain Moses, who says, now that there are horses, how about some wagons or buggies for them to pull? Maybe big enough to hold a chest or two, or perhaps use it as a mobile home.
He's got a cool voice. Are you imitating his voice?
I was.
That's pretty good.
Captain Moses, I like the way you sound.
Thank you.
Or perhaps use it in mobile homes.
I like the idea of a wagon, like some kind of a thing that the...
Yeah.
Dysentery. Yeah.
No.
Comes with wagons, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
You have died from dysentery.
That's public transit back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
But it could fit in the lore.
I like
Minecraft.
It. I mean, I think some wagons were, you know, and like, sure, drag it, you know, have some saddlebags.
I think our biggest problem here is wheels.
Oh, there are no wheels. Point. What if it just drags?
It could be a sled.
Sled, right?
I could
drag
the
along.
Sled home.
Why can't you make wheels?
Because they would be cube.
They'd be square.
Really? Have you seen
like,
my dome?
They'd be like
Hermitcraft?
They would be big
circles
wheels.
Circles are relatively possible.
They'd be super big wheels. Like, yeah, this home would be...
Yeah, okay, so, but why can't you... I mean, if you formed it, you could probably do it. I mean, it doesn't have to look that way. And even if it looks that way, it can still roll like it is a wheel. Doesn't have to be clunky.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean,
just
be
because
like
it looks that way doesn't mean it has to. I mean, since when has Minecraft been about proper physics anyway?
Well, let's go to Notch on this one.
Worst idea ever.
Sorry. Sorry, Captain Moses. It looks like Notch, the guy who made the game that you play and love, hates your idea. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Do you think Notch is like listens in ever and like, oh my god, I can't believe they actually like, using no, that to like make people hate me? It's horrible.
I think there's enough physics in there. Like without the law of relativity, we wouldn't have falling gravel or sand.
Yeah,
is that true?
And really, how do the minecarts move?
And we wouldn't have water that shifts automatically towards the nearest hole.
Yeah, how do minecarts work? Do they have wheels, right?
Do they have square wheels?
How they have little wheels. I had to Google it. Yeah, like Google a minecart.
You know what's funny? Putting in minecarts in Google, I was like, oh crap, I should put Minecraft. No, the very first pull was Minecraft Wiki.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's because of the internet, though. Just like it was with what's his face? What's her face? Beyonce, when she's like, don't put that really unflattering picture from the Super Bowl up. The internet made that the most popular picture on Google, and now it's like it's the first one on Google. So we've done that, internet. We've made that most popular and first on the list. So good job to.
Also, Google probably knows what you usually search for.
And they don't really have wheels.
Don't ruin it for me, Wes. Dang.
But they really don't have, like you can't see their, you can't tell if they're round or cube.
Yeah.
They're just shadows under the cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wheels.
Weird. I don't know. They could be like sled rails that hold on to the rails.
No. So our next one,
they could be little gerbils,
is from Satoru 16. He wants army attacks, or she wants army attacks. Every couple of moon cycles, a foreign army should come and try to take over your base, and you could also build your own army.
Ooh. Oh.
I played this game. It was called Brutal Legend. I didn't like it.
Oh.
Well, the beginning of Brutal Legend was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get to the army part, that wasn't any fun.
The headbanging army. Yeah. They're all crazy.
And there's too many ideas here. Like, build your own army. Like, there's a lot to, like, I mean, that's a big concept of, like, how would you actually build your army? Are you
an army
like,
of what? Pigs?
Do you go to a villager, and if you give villagers swords and like weapons, they'll start defending more? Or, I mean, I think that would be kind of a cool aspect.
Or is it like Pikmin? Because that's kind of a good army.
But where
simulator.
Do you find your pigmen? Do you ship them in from the nether through a portal, like push them through?
No, Pikmin.
Oh, Pikmin.
Yeah, not pigmen. Yeah,
pigmen.
Pikmin was an army simulator on the Nintendo.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of people get that.
Oh,
I did.
Nobody played Pikmin.
I was aware. I
never
game.
Heard of it.
Really?
It
they're
great
little, they're
game.
Like little vegetable guys. A little
how do you guys
thing.
Not? How do you guys not know that game?
Yeah.
Even though
no,
I didn't really
we
play
know it.
I know
it's
it
Brent that doesn't know.
Brent is the.
No, I don't know it. Pikmin on
yeah,
Nintendo? Like,
yeah.
The first Nintendo?
No, it was on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Who bought the GameCube? Come
everybody.
On, that was a piece of crap.
Everybody.
So, so uncultured.
Everybody. GameCube was like. It was like an Atari in a cube. It was a piece of crap. No one bought that.
I loved it.
They bought the 64.
I bought two of them.
And then they like said the cube, that's rubbish.
It was great.
No wonder I don't know the game. Of course not.
I'd have loved to play Minecraft
rubbish.
On the GameCube back then. That'd
rubbish.
Great.
I didn't even,
even
buy my
didn't
kids
play the
a GameCube.
GameCube. Like, I never bought a GameCube before in my life, and I still know what the game is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're cultured.
He is cultured.
Apparently.
I'm a beast.
You are a beast.
And
also
was it a multiplayer
was,
game?
So I might be a winner today.
You are a winner. You're a winner in my book. Or a wiener. Either one.
You spoony bard.
Whatever you want. Anyway, so this next one here is from rain.zip. They want oars. Right click on a boat with an oar and it will increase your movement speed and turning speed when in the boat. Love it. I think it's a great idea.
I do like that.
Yep.
That is a winner right there.
Absolutely.
What else is a winner? MCProHosting.com. If you need a server. In a second, they can have it set up for you. That's mcprohosting.com. If you use the code SHAFTPODCAST, you will get 15% off your entire order. So go
yay!
Get yourself a server today.
Now.
Do it now.
Right now.
What are you waiting for?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Whoa.
I'm not sure what I was just watching.
I'm about to pass out. I think I'm going to pass out. I think I'm really going to pass out. Here I go.
He's passing out.
I'm just kidding. No.
So our first video is called TVectomy. It's from, who's it? Who did this?
Some weirdos.
It really is. It's a very strange video. I'm not sure what to make of it.
It's one of the weird videos that you might find on YouTube.
Yeah. It's kind of like a poop, but more structured.
I definitely did not watch that before.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like poop, but it's more like YouTube pee, maybe?
It's a pleasant poop.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go check this out, for sure.
Go check that poop out.
Yeah.
The Shaft wants you to check out
it's got poop. It's got a naked guy, and it's got Jay and Silent Bob in it. It's weird.
Yeah, how could you not like a Minecraft video with Jay and Silent Bob and a bunch of chickens?
Yeah.
A lot of chickens.
So our next one is a video. It's called Game Theory. How much is Minecraft diamond armor worth? Matthew Patrick takes a look at how much it would cost in real-world dollars to make a full suit of armor from diamonds and whether it would actually be of any use in a battle.
The answer is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
An unnecessary amount of money.
Yeah, cool. Doesn't it kind of seem the premise alone is like, way too much, and no.
Yeah.
Like I kind of see the answer already.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need to watch that video to know exactly what the answer is.
Yeah.
You know.
But now I'm like kind of interested. What does he come up with? Like, yeah. It's a billion or a trillion? He actually like does some real math here within like cuts.
Yeah.
What kind of cut is the diamond in? I mean, it's some interesting stuff, but
worth it to look. We know the answer, but it's still probably worth it to see how he comes up with the answer, a more valid answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So take
Instead
a look.
Of saying at that. No and no. This is how we get no and no.
So that'll be in the show notes with this next one here. Rail Busters, a Minecraft roller coaster. You know what? We never
asked
Spoon his idea.
Oh, yeah.
For Excavation Station.
Do we go back now or do we wait?
Let's do it after sightings.
Okay, we'll do it after sightings. So you get a little leeway and we'll probably forget. But anyway, this next one here is Rail Busters, a Minecraft roller coaster. This video uploaded by Neuropsych1 shows off an incredible Ghostbusters-themed roller coaster built in 2 months on the Xbox 360 edition of Minecraft with no mods.
Wow, he made it on the Xbox
360. Yeah, if you remember, this is also the guy.
I was like PC. Yeah, I was like, then he said, like, oh man,
that's with his thumbs. He made this with his thumbs.
Well, this is also by the guy who did the Beetlejuice roller coaster.
Yes, which was the best ever.
And the Minecart of Malice. He's done this a lot. He and his friends really get together and do this.
He's really good.
Yeah, and I commented last time when we did the Beetlejuice one how awesome his builds were, and the fact that it was on the 360 was the most amazing part.
Like, we should have him on the show one of these days.
We should.
Right?
Brent.
Yeah,
you should toss this guy a message. Get him on the show.
What's up? He is
winning so far. I'm looking at this, and this is just...
No, you should go watch the Beetlejuice one, too, because it's got this great kind of dubstep-y song, Beetlejuice remix to it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dig it.
Dig it.
Dig it with a shovel, a diamond shovel.
Oh, I'm getting busy watching this.
So it gets 5 diamond shovels? Is that how we're measuring it?
Yes.
Because shovels. We dig it?
Ah.
So anyway, so the next one here is by this was submitted by that Alice. It's a comic called Comic Crafting. Alexander Diachon has a Minecraft web comic, has been around since 2012, and really deserves a whole lot of love from the Minecraft community. So we'll link to this in the show notes. It's a bunch of comics. It's
really cool. They're really cool.
Plop. The next one is a video. It's called 10 Hearts, and this is a kind of charming and short story by the HD Pixel following the life of a Minecrafter from spawning all the way to death.
Death!
That sounded, you said it sounded so nice, and then to death.
Very charming.
It was so nice until just now.
Can't call death. Okay, also, we have Minecraft Real Life Edition. This is perhaps one of the most visually impressive Minecraft and real life videos we've seen. And I haven't seen it yet, so this is obviously reading copy from Astrogolly the Master here. Thank you. And Finn's Graphics does a great job with the story, too. So we'll link this in the show notes, and I'm sure it's worth a view.
Yeah, definitely.
And then our last one is a link. This goes to The Dropper 2, Newton versus Darwin. And if you enjoyed the challenge of the Dropper map, here is your chance to mess with your brain again, courtesy of Bigree, The Dropper 2.
The Dropper 2.
Newton versus
Darwin. I love The Dropper map.
The Shaft Podcast this fall.
Dropper 2. So, Mr. Spoon, Yeah. What would you like to see added to Minecraft?
I thought about it for a minute, and I thought back to what I was doing on my stream Wednesday. And I was playing on that little kind of server run off my computer, just a little private server for Venom and I. And when I was designing my clubhouse, I was like, how do I want to do the couch, and how do I want to do... And I thought back to Terraria and how many things they had to decorate with. No use for them, but to decorate with. And I don't want everything in Minecraft to necessarily have a use. Mm-hmm. I like to make things that kind of decorate a house, because so far, like, I like building my homes, but the most I can really come up with that's creative and original is like a fridge. Like, I put an iron door down with a light, and then I put some kind of holding, whether it be a furnace or a dropper or, you know, and that's what it is. But there's no real furniture, there's no really decorative aspect besides wallpaper and you know, it's you make a room and you put paintings up and it's good. But it's like, I want to have different rooms with different uses. I want a living room, I want a kitchen, I want bedrooms, I want different rooms meant for different things. And so I would like an update that is strictly for decorating. With Feed the Beast, I have that option. There's so many different things I can decorate with, but and that's just all machinery and stuff. But in Vanilla, there's not really anything here. So I would really like for one update for Vanilla just to focus on, like, maybe like 100 different items, whether it be different looking items, you know, but a whole bunch of different decorative type materials that you can use.
Agreed.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Like maybe a couch or something.
Like in Feed the Beast, man, Bibliocraft is one of my favorite mods in Feed the Beast, just because of all the shelves and boxes and ways to like hold items. And that's just one aspect of what you're talking about. I love the idea of a fridge or something. Like even... like maybe if you keep certain items in the fridge, it gets enchants on it or something. You know, the food
or something like that. But I mean, people are creative enough. The whole fridge thing was not my original idea. There's someone who was creative enough to put a door in front. You can open it, and it lights up when you open it. You can put things in furnaces and hold them like that. Oh. And that's just somebody have kind of. And the couches are the same way. We put wood stairs beside each other. You put signs on each side, so it looks like it. But no one sits on a wooden couch. It doesn't even look really like. So I mean. We've come up with creative ideas to kind of mimic that, but if we had that, we could avoid the mimicking altogether and just have the actual items to make.
What about a fridge that you can walk into, like a cryostasis, and you can wake up hundreds of years later?
Yeah.
And basically going into the future using biotechnology.
Here's my idea, right?
Yeah.
And here's what you're doing with my idea.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Awesome. I don't know.
Very cool.
I like it. Notch, any input?
Absolutely.
Oh,
ooh, there that's we go. A great Thank idea. You, let's Notch. Do it.
All right. He's very enthusiastic.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
Cool.
So,
thanks, Notch.
Also, are there any videos you're putting out this week you want to tell people about? We can put in our sightings.
I'm really not doing too much on Minecraft. I plan on going back to vanilla Hermitcraft because. As of now, and I don't, this is what we talked about in the Hermitcraft chat. I am 90% sure that we are doing a server restart with the next update, which is 1.6. So I think Hermitcraft map is getting reset.
Wow. Nice news.
That is,
you heard it here first.
I'm fairly certain. Joe Hills did a video farewell thing. I don't know if it's out yet. And I don't think I'll get in trouble for announcing it, but I'm pretty sure that everyone's talked about it and we've all discussed it. Even if we haven't confirmed it yet in our videos, we've all talked about it on our content. I've talked about it on a previous video I did, and I said I wasn't going to do anything on the vanilla server until I knew for sure what we were planning to do. And we had talked about map reset. Some people wanted to do it. Some people didn't. Now we've pretty much got everybody on board. And no, not a new dome. This is not the Feed the Beast world. The Feed the Beast world is still there, but a new vanilla server. And this is the map that's been out pretty much since the start of Hermitcraft, so it's a pretty big deal.
And the
it's going to get a lot of people back on it, I think. So I'm happy about that.
The Gzip or the Gzip from the chat room wants to know: will you be adding more members to Hermitcraft after the reset?
That's not up to me. I'm not the person in charge of adding people.
So horrible question.
There are a few people who are backing out of Hermitcraft, not because I mean they're pretty much already gone, but just inactive people are saying, okay, I'm done with. with Hermitcraft, both on Feed the Beast and Vanilla. But for those, you probably want to check the Hermitcraft Reddit or check the quote-unquote leaders of Hermitcraft, being Generic B, and then Hypnos also on the Feed the Beast stuff. So that would be more of them. I don't add people. I just play on there and have good times.
Cool.
Sweet.
And we mm-hmm. and we pretty much say in all our videos, we don't accept people. We don't add new people. So if someone's added, that'll be something that has nothing to do with me. I'll just go over there and throw melons at them and say, yeah, welcome. That's it.
I did want to point out one other thing. If you remember last week, we got challenged to find the Shaft logo on SRJ26's
Did
server.
You find it yet?
No, yeah. We need to go and do that. We need to go and do that.
I thought you were going to surprise us and say,
let's do it right now.
No. No, but we need to do that. And like and again, like it's been kind of a crazy week, so but have you heard of the blue vanilla mod?
I didn't find it.
Oh, you didn't find it.
Hey Spoon, have you heard of the blue vanilla mod?
No.
Basically what it is a vanilla Minecraft, but then it has like structures that can be imported. So like as you discover new chunks, there might be stuff from a player created database of things, so you can find ruins and temples and things like that.
That sounds kind of interesting.
So it's vanilla Minecraft, but with user created stuff getting put into your world as it's being generated.
Now, do we know
it's user vanilla user Minecraft?
Yes.
Is that SMP too, or is that just single play?
I don't know.
That's what I'd like to find out. Because if it's SMP, let's put it on the Shaftlands.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Or that'd be weird. Like
it probably is a client.
User created Shaftlands.
Yeah.
Created by users for users, being used by users of the Shaftlands who are users.
Yeah. Eaten by users.
Users. By
users.
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 See, Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, that's the way things go around here.
Yeah.
We're all just waiting for someone to knock on the door, I think.
Oh, is somebody knocking?
Oh, they're not.
Whoa, that's a weird knock.
Whoa, that's another weird knock.
I think she's knocking with different appendages, maybe.
That's another weird knock.
Oh, hey, she knocked with her nose.
I just have this picture of like the maid knocking under the floor and like peeking her head out.
Yeah.
Come in.
Housekeeping.
Hey.
Mean for Dilo.
Hey, we have a lot of trash this week. You can go ahead and pick up and sweep.
You can
vacuum.
Pick that up yourself. I am here to bring you towels.
Oh, okay.
And a mint for the pillow.
We need new coffee filters too.
No, that's cool. I have none of that.
Oh,
you need to go to Walmart. It's next door.
You can stay and play some cards with us if you want.
Cards.
Play some cards maybe.
I am a card shark.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
That's something new we didn't know about her. Cool.
Eric's a card goat.
Yes, I am a card
goat. You've been waiting all night to use that, haven't
and
you?
And actually, she's incorrect because it is.
Like, I'm going to find a use for this goat. on the goat
every week I try.
Yeah.
I've been trying for years.
It's so rare for us to hear that goat. He just pulls it out.
I think you should get the screaming goat from the YouTube videos.
And actually, no, it is not card shark. She is incorrect. It is actually card sharp. Did you know that?
Sharp?
Yep.
Really?
If you're good at cards, you're card sharp, not a card sharp.
Learn something new every day.
Yep. How did shark come out of it? Somebody misheard?
Yep.
And then it spread?
It's just weird.
Interesting.
So everybody go search for the etymology of card shark.
Oh.
I don't know where it came from.
And then call him wrong. Say, Wes is wrong. Give us a tweet.
Surely you're wrong.
Yeah.
Hashtag... Wes is wrong.
Hashtag quick call me Shirley.
Wrong Wes.
Wrong. Wrong.
And quick call me Shirley.
That. You can use it. Just as long as you give me credit.
So, do we got any... we do have some housekeeping.
Oh, yeah. We're rebranding.
Are we talking about that?
Well, we don't want to tell all the details. It's not happening yet. But we're big changes to the channel.
Big changes.
Big changes coming. To our company.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
There's not really much more we
Keep
can
your
say.
Eye out for them. But,
I don't know what they're talking about, so don't ask me.
Yeah, but there are changes already. You can go to, what is it, deadworkers.engine.com. We'll take you there. That's the new website. Eventually, hopefully, it'll be deadworkersparty.com, I think is what it'll be. But
yeah.
But, you will find all our forums there, all the videos, blah, blah, blah. But also, a chat room. You will find the live streams actually there. You don't even have to go to Twitch. You can watch it straight from there. A bunch of cool stuff. You can get whitelisted for the Shaftlands there if you've been wondering how to get back to, on that. And one big question that everybody's been asking is, hey, I'm already whitelisted on the Shaftlands, the old server. Do I need to re-register? And the answer is yes, but it doesn't take as long because it'll take just a couple hours to get you whitelisted for the new server. We've got a bunch of mods hopping on it. I'm hopping on it, and we get an email immediately now when someone registers, and we just click a button to approve. And it approves them on the server and gives you build right. It's super fast, super easy, so go do it.
Way better than the old way of doing it.
And fresh lists are good things. Fresh lists of people instead of, you know, the inactive losers.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And we're still trying to figure out how to get the old map back on the same server. It was actually too big, and we've got to get a new hard drive for our current server.
How big is your server?
Like player-wise?
No, like not like the map size, like the file.
Oh, I
size.
Don't even know. It was so big.
Real
big. Wasn't it 8 gigs or something like that?
I know. I think
that's
it was
a pretty big world.
It was basically like 4 worlds that were then like from. I don't know. It was crazy.
I remember editing
big.
Or working on a map back when I first started playing Minecraft. It was like 36 megabytes, and it was on a single player world. I thought that was massive. And now it's like, oh, it's 8 gigs. I'm like,
yeah.
A little bigger.
Okay, so the Shaftlands as it ran was 98 gigabyte.
What?
That's a lot more than what you originally said.
Yeah, you said like...
No, I had to go look...
200K or something.
It's our... And that was back when we were... that was a while ago.
Fits on a floppy disk.
But see, a lot of that is also logs and other things to make sure people aren't griefing. Yeah. So I'm not really sure what the actual map size was.
It's a big old fat file.
Mm-hmm.
Needs to be trimmed down a little bit.
Big old fatty.
Yeah, needs to go on a diet.
Yeah. Everything packed is 20 gig.
South Beach diet.
60 gigs.
60 gigs.
And grows while running to 80 gig.
Yeah.
Oh, so it gets
it. Well, you got to keep in mind, that had like our longest running map on it. Which was the one that was in the desert.
Oh, the old school. Yeah. That was the alpha map, basically, right?
No. This was the beta map. It was it was the one where I built the long road, and I had the music box on my roof. And
oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, and you built the little sand place next to spawn.
Yeah,
and then you never came back.
Redstone. It's like a bunch of note blocks or something.
Yeah.
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 That was a good time.
But like our...
I need to make some more redstone stuff.
Yeah. We should build some more.
I think that's all I really want to do is just make redstone circuits.
He just wants the redstone. Just put redstone everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, they had a big old redstone update for
you. I don't want to dig or anything. I just want to build, like, electronics.
Well, how about you come onto the TGS server and spruce up the house? Make it look all nice.
Yeah?
So when people come look at the dead worker's house, they'll be like, man, that's a bad A house.
Yeah.
I want to see you make, like a computer on where Assassin has this server that he's done a whole bunch of redstone professional people, and they've built, like, an actual working computer on there. So let's see you do that with redstone.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'd love to do that.
Do that.
I'll take a look at their beaches.
And yes, hashtag, yes, it is.
Fix them beaches.
I will. I'll fix them beaches.
Fix.
I'll get her done.
Fixing those beaches.
Spoon, thanks for hanging with us.
It was fun, as it usually is.
You always cool.
The very often that we do hang out.
And
I can play OnCon.
And I mean, we kind of were snarky trying to get you to play OnCon, but if there's... Do talk to me. I have some ways to get you there that are super cheap, so talk
and
to me.
And they sound very sketchy, too.
Yeah, they may be illegal, but
you told me you love the show.
You may get some beard burn.
Yeah, winky face.
Hey, don't worry. We've got plenty of room here on the Shaft to play OnCon, right?
That's why he's asking about the neck beard earlier. Do you like neck beard? No, not on you.
Throat beard.
If you want to see more of I Am Spoon, which I'm sure you do, go to twitter.com and follow him. That's I Am Spoon. Also on twitch.tv, I Am Spoon, and youtube.com/I Am Spoon. And we appreciate you being here tonight. Finally.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having me. Finally. And not that it's a problem. You've had plenty of people before me. You'll have plenty of people after me, and I'm not going anywhere. So,
We'll get you back.
Well, you're going someplace immediately after this. You're going to your Twitch channel to stream, and everyone who's watching the live stream, go check it out.
Yeah,
yeah. And if you're listening to this later on, check it out anyway. He might be streaming right
just
now.
Watch all the things.
He's going to be streaming on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got it. You're set. Do it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you watching and hanging out with me and inviting me. It was nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it here at the show.
It was like that one time in the men's locker room.
Oh, yeah. That one time.
Surely you remember that.
We aren't supposed to talk about that.
Hey.
Was Notch there? Was Notch there?
I think he was.
Absolutely.
Notch, were you there?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. It took him a little bit. He had to think about it.
He
was like, "What was I?" There was too much beer pressure. I can't remember.
Beer pressure. And by the way,
beard pressure.
Next week, Aunt Venom. Right.
Yep.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Explosion!
There was your explosion, Spoon.
In a world where one guy will make explosion noises on The Shaft.
Someone made an explosion noise on my shaft.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Dead Workers Party Network. You're in good hands with The Shaft.